Rayshard Brooks, Daniel Prude, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Atatiana Jefferson, Aura Rosser, Stephon Clark, Dustin Parker, Monica Diamond, Tony McDade, Lexi, Matthew Shepard, Ramisi Yarborough, Sarah Cooper, Willie Barton, Demarcus Harris, Soon Chung Park, Yun Chung Grant, Soon Chak Kim, Young Eh Yu, Xiao Jaitan, Dao Yufeng, Paul Andre Michaels, Delana Ashley Yawn, Trelona Bartkowiak, Suzanne Fountain, Terry Liker, Kevin Mahoney, Lynn Murray, Ricky Olds, Nevin Stanisic, Denny Stong, Eric Talley, Jody Waters. These people, each one a daughter or son, are but a few of the hundreds, even thousands of people who've died because of someone's unwarranted hatred and abuse. Some are our BIPOC siblings, killed for the color of their skin. Others are our non-conforming siblings, killed because of their gender identity. Others are women, children, even men, whose lives were cut short by domestic violence. Some died in mass shootings in Orlando, Atlanta, Boulder, and now LA. Some were officers who died in the line of duty. You could add to this list family or friends who've died too soon because of an illness, addiction, or accident. The almost 3 million people who've died of COVID. Countless loved ones who've suffered in silence. I thought of these people and so many others as I reflected upon Psalm 116 in preparation for this evening. Psalm 116 is a song of thanksgiving, sung by an individual who God had rescued from mortal danger. Perhaps a grave illness, an accident, or some other harrowing experience. We don't know. The psalm doesn't say. What we do know is the psalmist looked into the face of death and cried out to God. God heard the cries of the psalmist and answered the psalmist's prayers. Because God heard the cries of the psalmist has vowed to love and serve God forever. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous our God is merciful. The Lord protects the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. On the night we remember Jesus' arrest, Psalm 116 is a powerful proclamation of the gospel. God, who is merciful and righteous, is with us in all things. In times of suffering, when the threat of distress and death are all around, we can cry out to God because God has inclined God's ear to us. When we hear the psalmist's song in response to our reading from Exodus, where God passed over the firstborn of the Hebrew children, sparing their lives, or when we consider Jesus and his disciples may have sung this psalm but hours before he was taken from them to be crucified, the words are even more meaningful. But what about the firstborn Egyptian children who died that first Passover? Where was God's merciful ear when their parents cried out? And let us not forget, Jesus was arrested, tortured, and crucified, though he cried out to God in the Garden of Gethsemane. Did God ignore Christ's supplications? Such questions are why I offered the names of so many whose lives have been cut short by unwarranted hate and abuse. Their pain and suffering, their tragic deaths, along with all the others we've named and those we haven't, silence the psalmist's song. Why were God's grace and mercy withheld from them? Where was God's protection in their hour of need? Why didn't God hear their prayers? Beloved, I don't know. I've spent much of my life trying to answer questions like these. Probably spend the rest of my life doing the same. Sometimes it's clear. God hears our prayers and rescues us. For those times, I am truly grateful. Other times, it's not so clear. Our suffering is real. Those we love die. Our cries seemingly go unheard. I don't know why. What do I know? In those times, God loves us no less. How do I know? Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. Richard, Daniel, George, Brianna, Atiana, Aura, Stefan, Dustin, Monica, Tony, Lexi, Matthew, Ramisi, Sarah, Willie, DeMarcus, Soon, Hyun, Suncha, Young A, Xiao Jitun, Dao Yo, Paul, Delana, Trelona, Suzanne, Terry, Kevin, Lynn, Ricky, Nevin, Denny, Eric, Jody, your loved ones and mine. Beloved, all their deaths are precious in God's sight. How do I know? Come back tomorrow night, and you will see. Even in death, our lives are precious to God. Thanks be to God.